Chapter 9. Eulara. The next day, Tracy and her mother are sitting by the swimming pool at the hotel. Tracy is thinking about Daryl and his grandfather's paintings. She wants to speak to Daryl again, but she hasn't got his phone number.
Mum, I want to go to Eulara to visit Daryl. It's not far, and I can take a taxi.
Okay, Tracy,
says Mrs. Taylor.
But don't stay late.
Tracy finds her clothes and goes to the entrance of the hotel. She sees a taxi.
Can you take me to Eulara?
She asks the driver.
Why do you want to go to Eulara?
The driver asks. He's surprised.
I know that voice. Who is that man?
Thinks Tracy. She's surprised.
I'm visiting a friend,
she answers. Then Tracy sees a bandage on his right arm. Tracy suddenly remembers the voice.
It's Max, the thief from the cave,
she thinks.
The snake attacked his right arm.
Soon the taxi stops at a small village. Tracy pays the driver and leaves the taxi. She writes the license number of the driver on her arm. There are two children in the street.
Do you know where Daryl Yulangi lives?
Asks Tracy. The children show her a small house with a red door. Daryl opens the door. He's happy to see Tracy.
Come and meet my family,
he says. Daryl's family are very friendly. There are beautiful paintings on the walls.
My grandfather painted all these paintings.
Tracy tells Daryl about the taxi driver.
Max was the driver of my taxi,
she says.
I've got his license number.
Good,
says Daryl.
The police must believe us now.
Go and tell your grandfather,
Daryl's mother says.
He's at home now.
Daryl takes Tracy to his grandfather's house in the village. An old man is in the garden.
Tracy, this is my grandfather.
Daryl and the old man speak in a strange language. Tracy doesn't understand the words. The old man sees the numbers on Tracy's arm and writes them on a piece of paper.
Thank you,
he says.
That's good.
Three old men come to talk to Daryl's grandfather.
These men are the elders of the village,
explains Daryl.
They're talking about the paintings.
One of the elders takes the paper with the license number and gets into a car.
He's going to the police station,
says Daryl. Tracy has lunch with Daryl and his grandparents. Then Daryl's grandfather drives her to the hotel. The next morning, Tracy receives a message from Daryl.
Hi, Tracy. My grandfather wants to go to Uluru tomorrow. He wants to find his paintings. Please come too. Let's meet at your hotel at 9 a.m. Daryl.
Mrs. Taylor is worried.
Don't go to the caves, Tracy,
she says.
It's dangerous.
Don't worry, Mum,
says Tracy.
Daryl's grandfather is going with us. He knows the caves well.
Okay,
says Mrs. Taylor.
But be careful.